Know Your Councillor, a podcast series from Radio Verulam, helping you get to know your local representatives.
In this podcast, we're talking to Councillor Claire Julian. Claire is the Liberal Democrat Councillor for Marshallswick North. Welcome, Claire.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell us, where is Marshallswick North?
Marshallswick North is in St Albans. If you look at the map, it's kind of on the right-hand side of St Albans before you get towards the villages.
OK, and we've also talked to your colleague, Helen Campbell, of course, who's just south of you in Marshallswick.
So. Yeah, she's fab.
How long have you been a councillor?
I have been a councillor since May last year, so not quite a year.
Ah, now that's interesting. So what have you found surprising about being a councillor that you weren't expecting?
I think the biggest surprise was the very first council meeting I went into, where there was a fanfare of brass instruments of some sort, and luckily someone had warned me because it was quite loud and just quite old-fashioned and
right.
A bit not what I thought would be council. It's only once a year that you
right.
get that, but
okay,
yeah.
So it's the beginning of the new council,
yeah.
And it's heralded in some way by
yeah.
I did not know that. And what about working, because the council is councillors but also council officers, so what about the whole working with council officers thing? How have you found that?
I think it's been really nice, actually. I think when I've been giving feedback to the council officers, they've taken it on board in a really positive way. They've said thank you. They've, you know, thanked the leader of the council for my help. And it's really nice how receptive they are to work with councillors.
Yeah, because there could be a kind of a tension there. You're representing people in your ward and they may have different ideas to council officers. Has that been difficult to deal with at all?
I feel for them in their job that there is this sort of change of political parties and how that must uproot them in what they're trying to do and add a layer of complexity that I don't have in my day job. So I think knowing that helps you work better with them.
And in your ward, what are the kind of things that people raise with you as issues?
I can't be the only one to say parking.
No, you're not.
people do get upset about parking. Parking on the verge, parking where they shouldn't park, the fact that they can't park. I think because Marshallswick North was built largely in the 50s or started to be built in the 50s when people didn't have so many cars. And it is an issue and it does matter to people and I do care and I'm trying ever so hard to work on various different options where we have issues.
It's a very difficult problem to solve, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think to think that you can solve it is aiming for a goal that maybe, I think we just need to try and make it better for people to care a little bit more about where they park and show a bit more empathy for each other.
What got you into being a councillor?
I'm gay and I had some liaison with our previous MP about gay marriage and I was really upset by her responses, and when Daisy Cooper came along I was very supportive of her and put a sign up in my garden. That wasn't this latest election, it was the one before, and she didn't win and I was gutted. And I met Daisy and got asked if I wanted to help a little bit more than a sign in my garden. And I thought, actually, do you know, I've made St Albans my home. I've lived here for 11 years now, and that's the longest place I've ever lived because my dad was in the Navy and I've lived in many different places. My kids have been born here, and I don't think the council even now represents the kind of people who live in St Albans, and I'm one of quite a common type. I had a job in London, lived in London, had kids, moved to St Albans, and there's lots of people like me, and I think the council needs to represent people like me. So when it was raised and I realised that there are options around childcare and, you know, it actually is, you don't have to be retired to be a councillor, I thought I could give it a go. I'm a sort of logical person, I'm an accountant, and I thought that I could maybe make a difference and bring some diversity and opinions that would help St Albans.
And do you think that started to play itself out? Are you able to bring that sort of diverse view and is that being embraced?
I think so. I think a lot more younger people walked into council this last year. A lot more women walked in. We need a lot more diversity. But I think that does start to make a difference. And I think to have a really good governing arrangement, you do need to represent everybody. And it's not always easy for all the different types of people to be represented. But I would hope that people would see me. I'm a single mum as well. And think, well, you know, maybe I could give it a go as well. And so as well as doing what I can do personally, I would hope that other people would see all sorts of people can be a councillor, and going forward so we can become a stronger council.
Apart from parking, what do you think are some of the issues that need to be addressed in the district?
As I mentioned, I have children. I care about the climate issues. It drives me potty when I see cars idling, and some of the really low-hanging fruit that there is changes that can be made to sort of help our climate survive over the coming years for my children and everybody's children. That would be the issue. That's a really thorny issue, and maybe parking's easier to resolve, but that would be my heartfelt issue that I care about.
Interesting. And aside from parking, is that one of the things that people in your ward bring up a lot?
When I was on the doorsteps, people talked about parking. They talked about trees. Marshallswick's got beautiful trees. You see them in blossom. In fact, the blossom's just starting to come in. And they fall down and they get diseased. And people really care about trees coming in and that kind of being replaced. That kind of also relates to the climate. So that's a big issue on the doorstep. There's lots of issues that come up. They're tiny things that impact people. And I like to hear what they are and see if actually tiny things can be fixed and make people's life a little bit better. So it's quite nice to do that.
And do you think it is possible to fix those kind of things? With the council mechanisms that you've come across, does it seem like you can get through that whole labyrinthine sometimes process?
It is harder than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And I don't think that'll be a surprise to anyone listening.
Is it also a bigger time commitment than you expected it to be?
Oh, my goodness. When I first had the chat, I was told, I said, look, I'm really busy. I have a job. I'm a single parent. My job's part-time, but I don't have lots of free time, especially without children around taking my time. And they said, Claire, it's just 10 council meetings a year. And I thought, oh, yeah, no, I can do that. Oh, no, it's a lot more, which I suppose I knew. Really, if I'm honest, but the time commitment, you probably could spend all your time on it.
What about the next 12 months? One or two things that you'd like to see get done in the next 12 months, whether that's St Albans or in your ward. What do you want to see get done?
I definitely want to see more trees planted, and more changes towards putting in electric points, making it a more ecologically friendly council, and what we can do with the council buildings.
That's two pretty hefty things to do in 12 months, but why not? Councillor Claire Julian, the Liberal Democrat councillor for Marshallswick North, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast.
Thank you.
This podcast was produced by Radio Verulam. For more in this series, or to view our full podcast library, please visit radioverulam.com/podcasts or search your favourite podcast platform for Radio Verulam.